Welcome to Kindness in Action, the podcast where our host, first grader Kate Royer, shines a light on everyday heroes transforming lives through their passion for giving back. Join us as we explore inspiring stories of service, compassion, and the powerful impact of volunteering. Let's celebrate the kindness shaping our world, one story at a time.
Hello, my name is Kay, and I'm talking to people around their volunteering. Today, I am talking with Kyle. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kay. I'm excited to talk to you.
Please tell us about your volunteering.
Right now, my biggest volunteering experience is with an organization called River City Youth Baseball. River City Youth Baseball is an organization that provides baseball to any kid in Evansville that wants to play at absolutely no cost. So we allow kids to just come play for free. We don't charge them any money to sign up. We give them uniforms for free. We give them baseball bats for free. We give them gloves for free. Anything they need to play baseball, it's free.
What inspired you to get involved with your volunteering?
I've been around youth activities pretty much my whole adult life. I've been a scoutmaster before. I've coached different sports. And I most recently coached baseball, and watching kids like you play baseball and just get super excited about playing sports is what made me want to kind of do something more for them. We saw that a lot of the kids that were signing up to play baseball had problems paying the registration fees. It was too much money for their families and they weren't able to play baseball because of that, or it was a really big consideration for them and it was kind of keeping them out of the sport. I mean, I love baseball a lot, and watching kids enjoy a sport that I love is really fulfilling for me. So I decided to start this nonprofit and give kids a chance to play.
Wow. What's the best part of your volunteering?
Watching the kids play and how much fun they have. I love watching kids learn a new skill and get really good at it and get really proud of themselves and get really excited. It's really fun to see somebody gain confidence in something or just even enjoy something, even if they're not good at it. You know, it's really important to have hobbies, even if you're not good at them, but you still enjoy them.
What's the hardest part of your volunteer?
I think the hardest part of my volunteering, especially, is getting word out about our organization, like raising awareness, letting people know that we exist, kind of letting them know what we do, and also raising money. Those two things can be really difficult, but even though it's challenging, it's still really rewarding.
Can you tell us about a funny or memorable story?
Last year was our first year in the park that we're at. So we're in a city park on the south side of Evansville, and the park wasn't well taken care of for a long time. That's changed in the last like year or so. For our league to kind of kick off our first year, we were doing a cleanup day in the park. A few of the neighborhood kids had come through the park and they were asking what we were doing. And, you know, they were telling us that they wanted to play baseball and everything. I gave them one of the flyers to sign up, and I didn't really think much of it. I didn't think they were real serious about wanting to play baseball. And then when our season started, all three of those kids had signed up and were ready to play in our league. It was a pretty memorable thing for me to see that kids that maybe aren't the most excited about baseball still want to play.
Has volunteering changed your perspective? I'm guessing it has, because all of the other people, once I ask them the question, it has.
I think that my it helps me remember to be humble. I think that that's a really important trait to me, is to remain humble. And that's definitely something my volunteering experience gives me, because it's a lot of hard work to provide what we have. And it's also a very fortunate position I'm in to be able to give back. Because when you're able to volunteer, that means that you have extra time. And not everybody has extra time in the world to be able to give back through volunteering. So just the fact that you're able to volunteer means that you're a pretty fortunate person.
What advice would you give someone who's thinking about volunteering?
Find something you care about, because there's a volunteer opportunity for it. So anything that you care about, anything that you like, anything that you love, anything that interests you, there's a volunteering opportunity out there that aligns with that. So, you know, if you like dogs, and I heard you like dogs a lot.
I really do.
Well, I'll show you my dogs here in a minute, but
we were just going to ask a question about that.
So like, if you like dogs, one of the things you can do is you can go to the Humane Society and you can take dogs on a walk that don't have a home.
My grandma actually used to work at the Humane Society, and she likes dogs and cats a lot.
Wow.
Right now, she has a dog named Patty that's not doing good at all.
But she's so sad.
She needs fluid. She's having kidney failure, heart failure.
My goodness.
She needs special diet.
We have a lot of dogs that have special diets in this house.
You do?
Yep. All of our dogs are on special food. None of them eat the same food.
Oh. So are they like thick or something?
Some of them are old. Some of them have allergies. Some of them need to lose a little bit of weight. Some of them are really little, so they have a special diet.
Gosh, you have a lot of dogs.
We have six. My wife and I really love dogs. We each had two when we met, and we've adopted three more since we've been together.
Here's the question I've been waiting for. Can you tell me about your dogs?
Yeah. Do you want to see them?
Sure.
Okay, I'll show you a couple of my dogs. This one's Ruth.
That's adorable. Is it?
Yeah.
Is that a chihuahua or what?
Yeah, she's a long-haired chihuahua. See how her tongue hangs out? It's because she doesn't have any front teeth.
I'm going to get my cat. I'll be right back.
Okay. I love cats, but I'm too allergic to have one. What's your cat's name?
Luna.
Luna, that's a pretty name.
Luna. Her name was Julia Braverman, though. But now it's Luna.
Ruth loves to bite people. You can see she's snarling.
See.
Let's see. Who else do I have in my office? Oh, I've got Goose. You'll like Goose. Come here, Goose. This is Goose.
Oh, that's so adorable.
See how his little tongue hangs out the side? He has no teeth in his mouth at all.
How can people learn more about this nonprofit?
We have a Facebook page and we have a website. So if you go onto Facebook and you look up River City Youth Baseball, we're on there. Or if you go to rivercityyouthbaseball.com, you can see a little bit on our website and you can also sign up to play.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Kate. This was really fun.
You're welcome. And bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Wait for it to upload, though.
I will.
Thank you for tuning in to Kindness in Action. We hope these stories inspire you to make a difference in your own way. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs a little extra kindness in their day. Until next time, remember, small acts of kindness can create big waves of change. See you soon.